what's going on at the college level and the colleges, Columbia, NYU, and others is a disgrace. And it's really on Biden. He has the wrong signal. He's got the wrong tone. He's got the wrong words. He doesn't know who he's backing. And it's a mess. And if this were me, you'd be after me. You'd be after me so much. But they're trying to give him a pass. And what's going on is a disgrace to our country.
Well, that is a fact, Jack. President Trump outside the courthouse today speaking to the press. Got a little bit better with a microphone. I've been yelling about no microphone in front of the courthouse for days and days and days now. Our news media, they're not up to the job of being a legitimate news media in a Western republic. Not on our side. Little Layla. The National Republican Congressional Committee, the NRCC, they're selling T-shirts now. And the T-shirts are about what's going on in the world today, in our country today. It is a Hamas T-shirt. And it says, F, capital F, like Frank, star, 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 Hamas. F Hamas. We got tired of saying it, so we slapped it on a T-shirt. The National Republican Congressional Campaign Committee press secretary, national press secretary said, and that's kind of fun. I've got to say, I've talked about this and a T-shirt that they have posted online has the letter F, then an American flag, then the letter K, and then the word Hamas, black T-shirt with white print, F, American flag, K, Hamas. And I think that's kind of a fun idea. Good for the Republican campaign, congressional campaign people. That is... that's what we ought to be saying. I said this weeks ago and probably days ago also that my scheme was to go on because they're writing Free Gaza graffiti all over the place. And I talked about getting a sticker that just has the F word on it. And wherever you say Free Gaza, you could put the F word bumper sticker over the word free. And then it would say something else altogether. And F. Gaza. Got to be careful. Don't want to slip. Remarkable. So good for them. The NRCC selling the F. Hamas T-shirts to counter the campus protests.
We are Hamas.
You're Hamas. Wow. That's a good one. You're what? You're Hamas?
Yes, we're all Hamas.
Hamas. We should be dropped up. I love that, you know, really... Everybody knows the favorite is the LGBTQ for Hamas, the gay for Hamas. They would literally hang you from lampposts with piano wire and dismember your bodies when your head was severed and your body fell to the ground. And I would, if you're in the LGBTQ and you're supporting Hamas, I will buy your plane ticket. It's going to be a one-way ticket. Because buying you a round trip ticket would be foolish. Because the condition is that you have to go into the Gaza and do LGBTQ work until they hang you with piano wire. But never mind that. Aren't they amazing? Another story having nothing to do with any of this that I want to share with you today as well, having to do with Sonia Sotomayor, the Supreme Court Justice, who is no good. She's just a Democrat. And it was one of her clerks that leaked that Roe v. Wade overturned decision that led to the would-be assassin showing up at Brett Kavanaugh's house, and she has not been held accountable. Now, it is my deductive reasoning that has led me to believe that a female clerk from an Ivy League school in a Democrat family clerking for Sonia Sotomayor is the one that betrayed her trust and oath and should be disbarred. Gosh, we're just never going to find out who did that. She'll write a book someday, and she'll be a hero of the Democrat Party. Amazing. All right, before I get to Sonia Sotomayor, let's take a phone call. Let's go to Mary, calling from Chicago, Illinois, listening on the great WLS, now 100 years old is WLS. Yay, WLS, 100 years old, on the air for 100 years. Mary, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
There is only one Chris Plant.
I've heard that. I believe that to be true.
You know, I'll tell you, you keep us going. You keep us fighting. And I'm telling you, I thank you from the bottom of my heart. And I mean it. I really mean it.
You're very kind. Thank you.
What I want to say is, why aren't we emphasizing the fact that we are fighting communism? This is the bottom line. So we should tell it like it is. Call the Democrats communists, because that's what they are, and that's what their plan is. Per Barack Obama, I have seen the movie, Dreams of My Father, years back by Dinesh D'Souza.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And he exposes the fact that his parents were both communists, and that's his dream, to fulfill communism. So why don't we tell it like it is? Just come out and say it. Say that this is what's at stake here. What's at stake is either if you vote for Biden, you're voting for communism.
Well, you're right. Dinesh,
do you agree?
Well, yes. Yeah, effectively, yes. Mary, I have been saying that this is the Cold War, and we're fighting it at home this time, and the left is here, and they are effectively commies. They sell it as socialism. It works so well in Venezuela and North Korea and Cambodia and every place else that they think it's time to inflict communism, socialism here. You know, they always call it socialism, Mary. The Soviet Union called themselves the Union of Soviet Socialist Republics, right? And they say it's a socialist utopia in Venezuela, which is why half the young male population fled that B-pole country. It used to be the most prosperous and wealthiest country in all of Latin America until Hugo Chavez took over. And then they turned it into a socialist paradise. And now everybody in their right mind wants to flee. And you're right, the 2016 Dinesh D'Souza movie, which was called Obama's America, did lay out his radical left-wing parents, his African father that abandoned him and went home to drink himself to death and all that, and his crazy mother, left-wing mother, who dumped her son with her parents who were left to raise Barack Obama, who was mentored by Frank Marshall Davis as a teenager, a literal card-carrying member of the Communist Party. Barack Obama, who made John Brennan, penitentiary face Brennan, his CIA director, knowing that John Brennan had voted for the Communist Party candidate for the president of the United States, Gus Hall. He surrounded himself with people like Van Jones, who was, at least at that time, now he's a multimillionaire, a self-described communist. And yes, a great deal of the Obama upbringing, Obama background was laid out very well, very effectively, very intelligently by Dinesh D'Souza in the 2016 movie Obama's America. And most Americans didn't see it, of course. And then the Obama people put Dinesh D'Souza in prison, because
right.
That's what communists do. They put their political
right.
enemies in prison. And now
exactly.
we see Peter Navarro is sitting in prison right now in Florida, a Trump administration official, for defying a congressional subpoena, which is also being done right now today by Hunter Biden, who is not in prison. And the Democrats are trying to put Donald Trump in prison, like communists do, for ginned up charges that in New York might have been a misdemeanor, but the criminal George Soros communist prosecutor there, Alvin Bragg, upgraded these alleged misdemeanor charges to felony charges because they're trying to put the political enemy of the Democrat Party, this threat to the Democrat Party, this threat to socialist, to government dominance, in prison. This is what Bolsheviks do. This is what commies do. And Mary, you're definitely on to them. This is not the Democratic Party. This party is not democratic, I've been saying for some time. you know, like the, in the military, they say friendly fire isn't. And in America, we say the Democratic Party isn't, because they aren't democratic at all. They are authoritarian. And just look at what's going on campuses, Mary, with the anti-Semitism, pro-Hamas, anti-American, death to America, burn it down. This is not, you know, liberal America. This is the hardcore global left, and they are not on our side. And you say, let's call them communists? I'm with you, Mary. I mean, I've been, you know, maybe you think I've been too shy in just referring them as the left, and they're keeping the Cold War alive and fighting it here?
I think everybody's been too shy. You got to come out and say what they are. Communism is coming to the United States if we get Biden back in office, because he's backed by Obama. Obama's pushing all the buttons. Obama is the man behind the curtain.
Yeah.
So
I believe that.
I mean, that's what's happening. Let's come out and say it. Do you people want to lose your freedom, lose your homes, lose everything, lose your families? Because that's what communism is.
Well, and they, Mary, I thank you very much for the call. And look, they are tearing apart the family and pitting families like the Democrats did in the Civil War when the Democrats started the American Civil War. They are tearing families apart and pitting people against one another. And they've been doing it from the White House podium for years, telling you how to attack your uncle at the Easter dinner table and the Thanksgiving dinner table. And so many families have been torn apart because of Democrat Party politics. And it's really not Republican Party politics. It is Democrat Party politics that is tearing the family to shreds in the United States. And that is what the commies do. I mean, it's in all of the communist literature and beyond to destroy the family. And you saw, like, Black Lives Matter in their charter. They wanted to dismantle the nuclear family. And they later admitted, the leaders of Black Lives Matter, who are racist shakedown artists, that they were trained Marxists. And they were attempting to inflict that on the United States of America. And it's an ongoing effort by the commies around the world to destroy America and to destroy capitalism. I was talking yesterday about the Cloward and Piven people and destroying the American economy and therefore capitalism worldwide by drowning us in debt. We're now $34 trillion in debt, absolutely unimaginable just a few years ago. But here we are. They're smashing communism. They're smashing freedoms in the United States. They're going after the Bill of Rights of free press, free speech, free practice of religion, the Second Amendment. They don't believe that you have a right to own firearms to defend yourself against a tyrannical government. They are effectively commies, and most of them are not smart enough or well-educated enough to understand what they are participating in. But I try to help, Mary, you know, where I can. Now, I've got this Sonia Sotomayor story. The style section of the Washington Post today, not the A sectional or the Metro sectional, but the style sectional. Sotomayor debate isn't sexist. The headline is, it's more dire. They're trying to kick her out. And I know what's going to happen, because it'll be another moment for Mitch McConnell to be the super turtle. But the Democrats are trying to drive her out of the Supreme Court so they can steal more power, which is what commies do. Am I right, Mary? Yes, I am. I'm going to share that story with you. And there's a lot more going on today, too. You know that the best-selling Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier uses Oxy technology that helps quickly destroy many viruses, odors, mold, and so much more in the air that you breathe. Thousands of five-star reviews online. Works like a champ. I've got two of them at home myself. Any smell will vanish in just a few seconds with the thunderstorm being on. Odors from litter boxes, trash cans, cigarette smoke, even leftists, no match for the Eden Pure Thunderstorm. The powerful thunderstorm sends out O3 molecules. They seek out and help destroy odors. These molecules even go behind and under furniture. Nothing can hide from the thunderstorm. And best of all, no filters to buy over and over again online, replacing them, putting them on your calendar. No, sir. And you can hold a thunderstorm in one hand, just like this. Great stuff. Start enjoying your home and fresh air again. Get several thunderstorms because right now you can save $200 on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-pack for whole home protection. 3 units for under $200. See what some of these other air purifiers cost? Put one in your basement, your bedroom, any place you like to breathe clean, fresh air. Make one a gift. Bring one to the office. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use the discount code Chris3. Chris and the number 3 to save $200. That's EdenPureDeals.com. The discount code is Chris3. Yeah, Sonia Sotomayor is in their crosshairs. They want her taken out. How old is she? Why does she have to go? She's a faithful Democrat Party loyalist. Every decision she's involved in serves the interests of the party, not the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, or America. But the left, why do they want to slay Sonia Sotomayor? That's coming up.
Afford Anything talks about how to avoid common pitfalls, how to refine your mental models, and how to think about how to think.
Paula, while certainly you can mess up on $1 million a year, it is far less likely than it is on $30,000 a year.
Right.
I would meet wonderful people that were struggling with a budget that was super tight. It was 100%. You need to make more money.
Make smarter choices and build a better life.
Afford Anything, wherever you listen.
The Democrats have become a sick group of people. The Washington Examiner, a great newspaper and great online, Washington Examiner, has that line. Dan Rather, remember Dan Rather, CBS News anchor. Dan Rather cheers spike in abortions, predicts GOP peril. Peril. The word peril is in quotation marks because it's predicted because abortion, they love abortion so much. And you know, since the overturn of Roe v. Wade, there's been a big spike in abortions. Did you know that? And the Democrats love that because they don't like humanity. But Paul Bedard, excellent reporter, Paul Bedard at the Washington Examiner, Dan Rather cheers spike in abortions, predicts peril for GOP, making no secret of his abortion rights bias. Newsman Dan Rather cheered reports showing abortions at a decade-long high, despite efforts by conservative states to limit the procedure. The disgraced former CBS News anchor in his newsletter also highlighted the surge in male and female sterilizations following the recent Supreme Court rejection of the 1973 Roe v. Wade right to abortion. And Dan Rather, cheering. You know, that's they love the organs. They collect the organs. It's like, you know, Woody Allen's brother who thought he was a chicken, but they didn't dissuade him because they needed the eggs. Hang on. Yeah, this Dan Rather story that Paul Bedard did on the Washington Examiner is pretty amazing. Dan Rather coming out with his abortion screed. They're just completely nuts. I got to tell you, and they all have the same brain. They share the same brain. They all have the exact same thoughts about absolutely everything. He's very excited to announce that more men are choosing to get vasectomies, and twice as many women are opting for tubal sterilizations. If our citizens, especially women, are being told they cannot have control over their reproductive health, but like 14 weeks is too confusing for you, many have decided to take away the possibility of reproducing altogether. Then he bragged that birth rates in the United States are now at an all-time low, and he's very excited about that. Just great. But he loves the abortion thing. The right to abortion is going on and on. It's been a hot-button issue for 50 years. Yes, it has, Dan. I know you guys are very excited about this. And says, and finally, a counterintuitive consequence that I'm sure the anti-reproductive freedom crowd did not expect, Dan Rather said. Gunga Dan. Now, he went to Afghanistan once dressed up like an Afghan tribesman, was forever after known as Gunga Dan. He writes, abortion rates in the United States are at their highest levels in more than a decade. Last year saw a 10% increase in abortions nationwide. In states without bans, meaning like, 16-week limit, the increase was 25%. They couldn't be more excited. Hey, abortions are skyrocketing, but I thought that you said when Roe v. Wade was appealed that nobody would be able to get an abortion, and now they're skyrocketing more than ever. Vasectomies and tubal ligations, and the Democrat Party is unwell. They're really unwell. Godless commies, as Mary in Chicago might say. Now, let me, told you about this Washington Post piece today by Monica Hess. Probably related to Rudolf Hess. It's H-E-S-S-E. That's the, they've got a lot in common anyway. And the Washington Post, Sotomayor debate isn't sexist. It's more dire. I was just kind of hoping it was sexist. Maybe it's racist, too. For the past few months, there's been a stealth political campaign going on, the subject of which feels so unseemly that nearly every person publicly participating in the debate insists they would rather not be participating in it and would, in fact, prefer the debate not be happening at all. Well, then drop it, you bunch of morons. You're the people doing it. The question, should Supreme Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor voluntarily retire before the next presidential election? Now, you see, this is because they're very upset that Trump got three picks on the Supreme Court. And they hate that because they love abortion so much and things like that. They're completely crazy. But President Trump did get three Supreme Court picks. And now the Supreme Court is hearing a case having to do with Trump today. But never mind that. So the Washington Post, Monica Hess, continues. If you haven't been following the arguments which have been laid forth by Josh Barrow in The Atlantic, Nate Silver and Mehdi Hasan, he's a jihadi, in The Guardian, Senator Richard Blumenthal, Democrat, Connecticut, that's Da Nang Dick. He pretended that he served in Vietnam again and again when he was campaigning. He made it up. It's stolen valor. He's a big liar. And a Democrat senator in good standing, no problem. But Monica Hess, wanted by The Hague, says the argument amounts to this. And she goes on a crazy rant here about, one, Sotomayor at 69 years old is already several years older than the median American retirement age. Yeah, well, you're 69 years old. You should probably retire. You're sure old, huh? Well, what about Joe Biden? Two, the justice's type 1 diabetes might indicate a more complicated health map. Map is, I thought that's a minor attracted person, you know, because you're all child molesters now, too. A more complicated health map than that of a typical septuagenarian. Three, in the not unlikely event that Donald Trump wins the presidential election. Wait, the Washington Post just admitted that it's not unlikely that Donald Trump will win the presidential election. That's got to have him burning police cars. Man, oh man. And Sonia Sotomayor has to leave the court during his next term, see, in the not unlikely event that Trump wins, and she has to leave the court in Donald Trump's next term, we can presume that his replacement nominee will turn the Supreme Court into a 7-2 conservative supermajority with repercussions for decades to come. They're in quite a panic, aren't they? Well, Monica, your brain doesn't work very well, I can tell. You're not much of a writer. You're not a journalist at all. But you may remember the Harry Reid rule. and the Mitch McConnell rule. You probably don't know much about anything, I'm guessing. But let me just say that the last time we were in an election year, and we're in an election year now, the rule that Mitch McConnell was able to enforce is that in an election year, you don't fill a vacancy on the Supreme Court because you wait for the new president after the election. And that would have to apply again this time, wouldn't it? Yes, it would. And so if Sonia Sotomayor were to leave the court now in an election year, Mitch McConnell would likely enforce that rule once again, and Joe Biden would not get a pick. The Senate would not approve that pick because Mitch McConnell would block that pick. So too late for Sonia Sotomayor. You know, they were very upset with Ruth Bader Ginsburg for dying. They were angry with Ruth Bader Ginsburg when she died because they had told her to retire so that they could replace her so that she wouldn't die when Donald Trump was president. They tried this the last time around, and then Ruth Bader Ginsburg, not the team player the Democrat Party had hoped, died. See? So it's like that. And they're terrified that Trump, it's a not unlikely event that Trump will win the presidential election. And then it's not unlikely that a 69-year-old woman with diabetes, type 1 diabetes, would die or be forced to leave the court and Trump would get another pick. Then it would be a 7-2 conservative supermajority on the Supreme Court for decades to come. And they're very angry at the Washington Post. They might have to burn their own building down. Now, a left-wing radical at the Atlantic Borough, she says, for what it's worth, Borough et al., the left-wingers that are conspiring here to get rid of Sonia Sotomayor because they're racists and they're sexists and they're septuagenarianists. What's that called when you discriminate against older people?
Ageism.
Oh, they call it ageism. That's pretty stupid. Yeah, it's ageism, sexism, and racism because she's a Latina or Latinx, as Joe Biden might say. For what it's worth, Burrow and the other lefties also make the case that a Democrat in the White House doesn't ensure the safe passage of Sotomayor's replacement to the high court either. A flip of the Senate could result in a Merrick Garland redo, wherein a Republican majority refuses to confirm a Joe Biden nominee. Uh-huh. Yeah. So she half thought of it. But here's what's happening with Sonia Sotomayor. They're trying to kick her off the court. They're obsessed with the Supreme Court because they don't believe in branches of government. They like to make everything a lawsuit because there are 20 million lawyers in the Democrat Party and they just sue everybody all the time. But that is that's a fun story. And look for Sonia Sotomayor. Is she going to step down because the Democrats are urging her to step down at the age of 69? Do you think this has anything to do with the fact that she looks like Jake LaMotta in his latest years? The former boxing champ. I am telling you. All right. So much crazy. Let's go to number six. So about number six, this is the pro-Hamas Democrat Party mob of genocidal anti-Semites. They've brainwashed them all to be Jew haters. That's a development that we didn't see coming, but here it is. In Los Angeles, this is at USC. Well, there was one at USC and another one just in downtown Los Angeles with the Democrats being Democrats. That's pretty typical stuff. There were police injured yesterday by the Democrats, too. But the Democrats don't care about that because they're anti-police. And they're not on our side. They're on the side of anarchy and chaos and mayhem and arson and looting. At USC, the University of Southern California, which is O.J. Simpson's alma mater.
Oh!
Sounds like the other place, but it's not. 108 protesters arrested. 4 officers injured. Because Democrats are a violent death cult. They're becoming Hamas. Klassen, that was in Massachusetts, where 4 police officers were injured at Emerson College, which should be disbanded. The buildings should be razed to the ground, and the earth should be salted. It should never be used again for centuries to come. Classes were canceled at Emerson College Thursday after police arrested more than 100 protesters overnight in a student-organized pro-Palestine encampment. This is what flamethrowers are for, I think. Hey, is that a polyester tent you're in? Say hello to my little friend. In New York City, they were chanting in favor of the Hamas. Gaza, they bring metal things to bang together and cowbells and things like that. It's mental illness. In Austin, Texas, they're screaming at the police and they're cursing at the police. And then we'll get to the names they were calling them. University of Texas. That's where Charles Whitman went to a tower and shot all those people at the University of Texas in Austin. He must have been a Democrat for sure. Also in Austin, Texas, the little pocket of left-wing mental illness in an otherwise mentally healthy state called Texas, they're chanting at the Austin Police Department that came in to clear them out that the APD is the Austin Police Department in their chant. The KKK, that's a terrorist group created by the Democrat Party shortly after the Democrat-inflicted American Civil War. And they're saying the Austin Police Department, ADP, and the IDF, Israeli Defense Force, are the KKK. This is what they do. The Austin police are the KKK. The Israeli troops are the KKK. And they were chanting yesterday to kill more Israeli troops at another location. In New York City, they're proud to promote the Al-Qassam Brigade, which is a blood-sopped terrorist organization. Al-Qassam, make us proud, kill another soldier now. They're talking about killing Israeli soldiers. This is the chant in New York City. And then the Intifada coming to the United States.
There is only one solution!
There is only revolution!
Intifada revolution!
Intifada revolution!
There is only one solution. Intifada revolution was that chant. Just amazing. Cringe was asked about this at the White House podium yesterday, about what's going on campuses. And she's so stupid, she's so dumb, she has no clue what's going on. She says, on the ground. Where else would it be happening, dimwit?
I mean, look, I can't speak to what's going on the ground. I know what UT, what happened is just happening now, happening today. So I have no idea on how that's being dealt on the ground.
On the ground, it's on the ground twice. She got 2 on the grounds there. That's pretty good. And 1 response, 2 on the grounds. I've been mocking on the ground for years. That's where the hell we, you know, it's like that comes from got troops on the ground, boots on the ground. When you're deploying troops and they're en route and then eventually they get there and you got boots on the ground. And the media have taken that now. Everything's on the ground. Where else would it be? Amazing. Jews are unsafe in America, and it's the Democrat Party in the name of liberalism. Critical race theory, which they've been teaching on left-wing college campuses for years now. And now the Democrat chickens are coming home to roost. And if you're an American Jew and a Democrat, you're going to need a brain scan to see if there's anything happening in there.
America's chickens! coming home to roost.
All right, so much to get to, so little time. The Daily Mail reporting that there were at least 13 U.S. banks that were colluding with our corrupt government to spy on Americans after January 6th. January 6th, our government is more corrupt than any American government has ever been. Filthy, corrupt people. Just amazing. Corrupt government. Still hunting grandmothers that preyed on the Capitol lawn that day while these genocidal pro-Nazi people are all over the place. Now, let me just get to Joe Biden from yesterday. Joe Biden was speechifying yesterday, and he made a complete fool out of himself, as usual. They tried to stage an event where everybody would start chanting four more years, and they screwed it up. But first, he was attacking President Trump, as you might expect, and he's like a regular guy from Scranton.
We all know people like Trump
look
down on us, don't we? We all know somebody we grew up with like that.
No.
Well, folks, where I come from, it matters. When I look at the economy...
A comedy?
I don't see it through the eyes of Mar-a-Lago. I see it through the eyes of Scranton and working people like all of you.
Sure.
And my family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, most people live in Mar-a-Lago like places, give money to the Democrats to pay them off. But it's right over. And then they staged a moment where Joe Biden was supposed to read four more years. And then in the teleprompter, it had the word pause. Because they had somebody in the crowd who was going to start a chant four more years, and it was all going to look authentic and organic, but it was set up like in North Korea. It was completely fake. And Joe Biden instead read the word pause in the teleprompter when he was just supposed to stop talking so they could yell four more years over and over again. Joe Biden screwed it up. The guy who's supposed to start the chant screwed it up too.
Imagine what we can do next. Four more years. Pause.
Pause. That's like, remember when they put an ellipsis in the teleprompter? That was great, too. He read period, period, period.
Period. Period, period.
For the last time, anything you put on that prompter, Burgundy will read.
The Bigger Pockets portfolio of podcasts are worthy of your investment.
We're having a real conversation as real estate investors.
New episodes available every day.
It's important to buy where it makes money and not necessarily where you want to travel to.
Bigger Pockets, On the Market, Rookie Real Estate, or Money Podcast.
The purpose of flipping is to create more cash so then you can reinvest into other types of properties.
The Bigger Pockets podcast on YouTube or wherever you listen.